My sincere heart is, first and foremost, that God would be glorified through this. And secondly, my sisters, that you would be empowered, that you would be encouraged, that you would be invigorated by the revelation from heaven. So with that, let me begin. First of all, the Lord was showing me some things about a woman, a female, if you will, in particular, dealing with your purpose. Everybody today is on a big thing about what's someone's purpose. But what I did was I went to the Bible as a source. So the way that should work is this here. If you're concerned about something, you want to check out a particular product, you should go back to the manufacturer. And so I went back to your manufacturer, which is God himself. He created you. He made you. And now, throughout these course of years, over thousands of years, a lot of things have gotten skewed and gotten turned around. But I said, God, what was the initial purpose of a female? Her initial purpose. And when I went back in the Bible, I looked in Genesis, the very beginning, no better place to start. And in Genesis, it says, he made them male and female made he them. And he blessed them. So the first thing, sisters, I want you to see is here that God blessed you. You are a blessed creation of God. You're one of his most highly exalted creations. Now, when I went a little further now, as I said, the Bible was what the source is coming from, that word female. And I looked at it and I said, you know, I'm not certain what that means. I have my meaning, but what did that mean? Now, as we know with the Bible, originally it was translated out of Hebraic language. So I went back and I looked up the word female in the Hebrew. What did that really mean over, say, some 6,000 years ago? And the word female meant something very interesting. First of all, let me tell you this. It meant champion. Yes. God said, I call you champion. Now, it went on further in the definition, and it said, for the purpose of puncture, to release a flow, for the purpose of puncturing. Now that sounds a little different. When you think about this, you say, well, God created me as a champion to puncture, to release the flow. Here's what's in my heart. Let me share this with you, that this is something the Lord gave me, if you will. If you look at a man and you look at a woman. Now, man and woman. There's the man, then there's the man with the womb. You are the man with the womb. You are the man that God made with a womb, with a basket, with a container to carry something out. Are you hearing me now? See, here, man as in mankind. You're the species of mankind that has been gifted with the unique ability to carry something out. Now, you take that another further and you go here, you say, okay, well, men can, let me be candid with you. Men have the sperm. Okay, he's donated the sperm cell. But however, God said that you have to carry that vision of the child out. See, when that came to you, it was but a cell. Now, you had to raise it. You had to nurture it with inside your own womb, within your basket, to make it become a living, breathing human being. You see now? See, because when it came to you, it was but a cell. It was a molecule, a gathering of molecules. But it took what was on the inside of you, how God made you, to be able to structure, to formulate, to mold and make that into life. See, you all are life enabling, hallelujah, life enabling vessels. You're not life giving vessels, but you're life enabling. You are who God has chosen to bring forth life. Have you ever thought about this? Let me go here for a second. Ever thought about Jesus, the Son of God? Now, he is God, but you know, what does God choose to enter the earth through? A man with a womb. Why? Because if I want this thing to succeed, if I want this thing to propel, if I want this thing to really come forth, I've got to get mankind that knows how to carry out a vision. The mankind that knows how to carry out a vision is called a woman, not a man. See, now he can create it, but it takes you to carry that thing out. Let me say this to you here. Let me say this. You know what? I talked about this. Even when you look at back in the word again, the definition, it says to poke a hole through, to puncture. Something else it said was to guide. I said, Lord, that's interesting. Here's what God gave me as a guidance. The name female in Hebrew means guidance also. Guidance. And I thought of that as a little guide on a gun, a scope or something like that, if you will. Something that guides that. Again, now, I as a man, as a male, can have a creative idea, but we need you to help guide, to direct that, to ensure that it hits the target. Hence, let me go back to parenting again, if you will. Okay, here the man comes and he donates the sperm cell, but you know what? He needs that woman to help and aid in that process of nurturing and raising and training up that child. Definitely. And so God has designed you on such a uniqueness that I really wanted you to just to think about that, because when you think, there's so many sisters that are suffering from an identity crisis. And let me speak on that a little bit, if you will. Where did your identity crisis come from? Where did your, perhaps if you're suffering from an inferiority complex, where did that come from? Or perhaps you're saying, you know what, I am woman, hear me roar. You know, you have maybe even a super macho complex. Where did all this get skewed? Well, I'll tell you where it changed, and that was in the Garden of Eden with Eve. See, now God made them male and female, and he blessed them. And do you know he gave us joint dominion? You're joint heirs. God never intended for you to be subservient. He never intended for you to be up under anyone's thumb, up under anyone's foot. He said you were only created to be up under his direction alone. He didn't want you tied to the job. He didn't want you tied to that man. He didn't want you tied to that mortgage. He didn't want you tied to anything but him. And so you say, okay, well, where did it change, man? Where did it change? Let me show you here that in the Garden of Eden, when God comes and he tells Adam and Eve, well, he tells Adam in particular, this is what I want you to do, Adam. These are the things I want you to carry out. Now with male, the name male, or even if you look at man in the Hebrew, it simply means this. What does man mean? We have to get down to the core of these things. Now, today we have a mindset, but getting down to the core, what does man mean? And let me share with you. Man simply means to remember. Man means to remember. So God named this creature Remember. Remember. And all he had to do was remember what God had told him. He had to remember. He had to call it to remembrance. He had to keep it front of mind. Remember. 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 And, you know, and I can tell you this, and you can speak to this. You know that there's the fall of man. You know that's changed. Why? Because men can't remember nothing now. So you know something's happened. There was a change. They can't remember anniversaries. They can't remember birthdays. They can't remember important dates. Why? He forgot what God told him to remember. See, all of this shifting took place in the Garden of Eden. But let me tell you a little bit more. So you have to understand that back then what happened was simply this. There was another force, another created being. Yes, the Satan, the devil, the serpent, but I want you to see this not as in some form of some little icky, creepy snake. I just want you to see this as another force, as another thought, as another mindset, as another person, dare I say, that kind of came in. Now there they are, Adam and Eve, and they're there in the garden, and God had told them, these are the things that I want you to do. And Adam, your task is to remember, and Eve, your task is to aid him in carrying out any vision that I put in him. Now, see how the lines are clear again? Okay, Adam, I give you a thought. Eve, I want you to help this man carry out the thought that I gave him. Because Eve, understand, darling, he can only have the thought. He can't carry it out without you. That's why I've sent you to be a blessing to him, to help him carry out the vision that I've placed in there. And so hear me now, literally to carry it out. He can't even carry. As strong as a man is, yet he can't carry a vision. No, why? Because you were ordained by God to carry life. Life. My God, what an awesome assignment you have. Though everybody, out of the 6.5 billion people on planet Earth came, everyone here came through a woman. A woman. Now, how in the world are you going to have self-esteem issues being a woman? The earth wouldn't have never been populated without you. We wouldn't be here were it not for you. But anyhow, let me go ahead and share on. That in the Garden of Eden, this force comes and begins to talk to Eve. And Eve begins to just listen to what he's saying. And then she basically went with the program. She bought off on it and said, okay, he's saying we'll do this, and I'll give it a shot. Now, that's where everything went awry. Here's the point. As a result of Eve following direction other than that which was given to her directly from God, now, that's where the thing got off track. So anytime you as a woman go astray from any direction other than directly from God. If God tells you, if you're married, he says, do what your husband says. Okay, God, I'll do that. If God say if you're not married, he said, just follow the leading of my spirit. Okay, God, I'll do that. Whatever you know God is telling you to do, that's what you're held responsible for. But what happened then was this, that when Eve got turned around, when she got twisted and she began to listen to what the other force was saying to her, that's where all hell broke loose. All hell broke loose then. Because when God came and dealing with the curses, now you have to understand, so let me share this a little bit with you about the curses. When God said, let me tell you about the curses, it wasn't that God was saying that he was cursing you now, daughter. He was simply saying that as a result of your action, these are the consequences. Now, if you think about that, it's like a parent telling a child, if you will, Jimmy, Sally, don't touch the stove. If you do, you'll be burned. Now, when that child gets burnt, that parent didn't burn them. The stove did. But the parent said, let me tell you, these will be the subsequent consequences of your action. God was simply telling Eve that these are the subsequent consequences of your action. So, sisters, I tell you today that any time you listen to a voice other than that of what God is telling you, the subsequent actions falling are going to be the same as Mother Eve's. And in that, he simply said this. He said, let me tell you. He said, because you have now opened yourself up to a source, to a force, to a person other than me, you've opened a door now. Yes, you've opened a door. You've opened a door. You've allowed this sneaky snake to come in and tell you something different than what I told you. And as a result of that, now, it's made you where you are susceptible to anybody telling you anything. Wow, really? Yes. She opened the door. And so now through this point, if you go forward, let's go a little forward in the garden there and see what happens a little bit. Then right after the fall and Adam gets his punishment, he goes through some different things and God tells him. But Adam and Eve, they have a breakdown in their communication. There's a breakdown in the relationship. He really doesn't want to talk to her anymore. Why? Now he doesn't trust you. He doesn't trust you. He feels alienated. He feels isolated. He feels abandoned. Why? Because God sent you to help him, and he feels now, and rightfully so, he was ill-advised by you. You told him to do something different, but God said, no, it's not her fault, because I told you to remember what I told you. See, God already knew how this thing was going to go down. He said, that's why I named you Remember, boy, but you forgot. And God said, the fall of man's not blamed on her. The fall of man is blamed upon you, my brother, because I told you to remember what I told you. Now, here what happened in that, the enemy used your purpose against him. He knew, listen, even the devil knows a woman to carry a vision out. So he had a vision. So he said, let me use God's system, which was the man with the womb, to carry out his vision. You see? And so you have to understand that even the enemy knows your purpose. Baby, why don't you know your purpose? You are a vision carrying machine, girl. Any vision, God has anointed you and equipped you to carry a vision out. And so don't sit around and be worried and afraid and have a low self-esteem and be concerned. Well, I have no purpose. Baby, your name is purpose. Purpose written all on you. And so anyhow, let me go back a little bit. So with Eve, there she was. Now, because of this, Adam wouldn't even talk to her. She and Adam didn't even have a conversation. Okay, she messed up. All right, yeah, she talked to a stranger. But my God, that meant she'd have to be in exile forever? You would never be trusted again? And see, these are some of the things that 6,000 years later, you're still dealing with that. Men still don't want to trust you. People don't want to give you your due. Why? Because of something that happened then. But let me share this with you early. How do I turn that tide? Let me go back to doing what God said do. And as I do what God said do, that'll release my purpose again. And then, don't hear me wrong, not that you're doing this for anybody. You're doing this because you were created to do it. You have a created purpose. And then and you're going back and say, let me tell you what, hallelujah, if disobedience got me out, then obedience will put me back in the game. See? How simple that is. If Eve's disobedience got us thrown out of paradise, then how about my obedience to put me back in paradise? How about I get back to be a joint heir status? How about I get back to walking in dominion and power and authority as God created me? How about I get back to my blessed status? How can I do that, man? By just simply doing what your father said do. Being who you are a man with a womb. You carry the vision out. And so when Eve opens up herself to the serpent, now she opens up, and so she's seeking now acceptance. Acceptance from anywhere now. And so Adam's not talking to y'all. You'll get thrust out of the house, your home is foreclosed on, and you're put out. And so now Eve walks about through the rest of life looking for anyone or anything that would accept her, that would esteem her. I looked at that and I said, sisters, you work a 50-hour work week. Why? Just to be accepted. You get with a married man just to be accepted. Some sisters would get even with another woman just to feel accepted. My God. But you have to know, darling, you're already accepted by your Heavenly Father. You already have a purpose. You don't need to be running around trying to create a pseudo situation of acceptance. Well, you know what? If I join the sorority, they'll accept me. God says, I already do. You don't have to go over here and enter into this gang saying, they'll accept me. God says, I already accept you. You're already my daughter. Do you know you're God's daughter? You're his daughter. He's your father. Yes, he's God. Yes, he's creator. But he's also Papa. That's what he told Jesus. He said, tell him how to pray. And he said, tell him, cry out to your daddy when you pray. To your dad, daddy. And so it's not a situation where you're an orphan. You got a daddy. And your daddy wants you to know that there's a purpose. And your purpose is to aid humanity in carrying out the visions. Any vision, anything that God puts before you, he's saying, listen, I need you to facilitate in carrying this out. Because even watch this here. Let me tell you something. Women here, why do you think they would have women even as spies? Because they said a woman can get this thing done. She can get the information. In the Bible, if you will, you take Samson and Delilah. They sent Delilah in there. if anybody can bring this thing forth, you can, Delilah. Why would some of the greatest spies in history be women? Why? Because they knew that that woman would go directly to it. She knows how to bring this thing forth. She knows how to get it out. And so God is using you in that capacity to say, okay, listen, bring this thing forth. Why? Women are very direct, typically. And I look at that. I say, even if you will, with your anatomy, everything about a woman's body is leading you somewhere. Take a man's body, it's typically kind of, you know, for the most part, pretty much straight up and straight down. A woman has curves and shapes and angles. Every part of a woman's body is leading, guiding, directing. Back to, like I said, that little guidance, that scope again now. Remember, if you look at how God made your top, it's guiding, it's leading. How he made you in your bottom is guiding and leading. Shoot, even in that, even if you talk about a recreation, having new life, a woman's thighs guide the man where to go. Everything about you is guiding, leading, directing. I was talking to someone, and they said, well, you said that again, the definition of female means to poke a hole through. Now, it's so interesting. With a woman, you would say, well, with my anatomy would seem to suggest more that I've had a hole poked in me than it was that I have something to puncture or to poke a hole. But let me share this with you. God said that when you look at how he structured your body, your anatomy, the whole thing with you is, yes, there's been a hole, that you have a cavity within you. You have a cavity within your body. And so that cavity is saying to you, my purpose is this here. I have a cavity. I've got to birth. This is a birth canal. This is an area. And why even with, if you will, let me go here. Why even with a brand newborn baby girl? Why does she have everything already to reproduce? Hence her purpose. Not to have babies, but to give life. God has created you. God has shaped you. He's formed everything about you, says you have to give it life. Let me go here for a second. Why do you think that sickness really on women, why does it attack anything that has to do with your reproductive system so tough? Huh? Breast cancer, cervical cancer, anything that has to do with reproduction, that seems to be attacked at an alarming rate. Even women who don't have children will still be attacked in those areas. Why? Because the enemy is afraid that you might give somebody else's child a chance. Why? You might just raise somebody else's baby. You might help somebody else's baby boy get somewhere. Because you are a guiding, directing, life-enabling machine, remember? He knows that about you. Don't you know that about you yet? That everything you come around, you give it life. That's what God created you to do. And so I wanted to be able to just share these things with you and get your mind to thinking about some things. God has given me so much insight on women. And I look at you and I go, wow, Lord, it's a shame. It's my sisters and my daughters and mothers that I look at and I go, wow. The things that they seem to be suffering from, the low self-esteem, the ego issues, can't find their place in society. When God says, let me tell you something, you're not going to find your place in this system. You're going to find your place in the kingdom of God. Because, see, this system wants you to wear particular clothes, to look a particular way that they ascribe. Now, careful. Remember what I told you about the beginning now. If you go and ascribe yourself and try to wear what whomever society is dictating, you're listening to the voice of the proverbial serpent all over again. You're not saying, God, what would you have me to wear? What does my hair have to look like? It shouldn't be directed to by a magazine, by a committee, by a group somewhere. They don't even know you, but God does. So I would say to you, allow God to direct you. Allow God to lead you. Allow him to guide you back to paradise. Back to paradise. Back to being a joint heir. Back to walking in provision. See, your provision will be there when you do what he created you to do. Do you know how beautiful you are in the sight of God? I'm reminded of a woman in the Bible, and she thought that she had gone through so much. She said, "Lord, I'm so terrible, and I want to change my name to Sorrowful." And God said, "But I didn't create you that way. I created you as a life-enabling machine." And so here was this sister named Naomi, and though she was past her time, she was able to instruct Ruth how to be with her husband. And as a result of that, she's now known as one of the great grandmothers of Jesus. Why? That life still came through her. You see, even again, another biblical character, Rahab. This woman was a prostitute. She was a whore, but God said no. She led men of God. She got them. She too was in the lineage of Jesus. You look at these women who you would normally say, these are forgotten. These are the ills of society. God said, these are daughters of purpose. Daughters of purpose. Do you know you are a daughter of purpose? Please hear me, baby. If you don't hear nothing else, purpose is all on you. And so I implore you today. I beg of you, ask God, what is it that's around you? What is it that's in your surroundings that you are supposed to be giving life to? What child are you supposed to be giving suck to? What's going on? What would you have me to do, Lord? And I believe as you sincerely ask God and pray and seek his face, he'll direct you of how to walk in your status of a daughter of purpose. Bless you, and I'll continue to pray for you.